We're continuing to work to our plan that we've had in place for around about 2 weeks now. Hello? Sorry,
yep,
I thought
you
dropped
there.
Out. Sorry. Yeah, we're continuing to work towards achieving our plan that we've had in place for 2 weeks now. We've still got extensive fire on the northern batters and the southern batters of the mine. Unfortunately, yesterday, with the extremely strong westerly winds, that did present some issues and did give us some sort of setback from our achievements the previous day. But we're taking stock of that situation this morning. We're getting some aerial reconnaissance up fairly early to try and see where our position is at the moment and really reset our priorities for the day.
Can you see that you're actually making any progress?
We run what we call line scans, which are high-level aircraft flights that have got infrared technology, and we're comparing our progress on a day-to-day basis. And certainly, in the last couple of days, we have seen a significant increase in the good work that's been done in our suppression efforts in trying to confine this fire and eventually reduce it down to a point where we can extinguish. Yesterday, as I said, there was increased fire activity, and our priorities yesterday were to basically maintain the fire in the mine, to keep it out of adjoining grasslands and protect some of the critical infrastructure within the mine. And as I say, today we're taking stock of what impact that weather condition, although those weather conditions had yesterday on our achievements so far, and we'll reset up our priorities for the day.
When we experienced the rain that we've had this week, a little bit of rain, and also those winds, the cooler conditions, Barry, I think many of us assume that it will make your job easier. Does the cooler conditions make it easier?
Well, certainly from the point of view of the health and safety of our firefighters, they don't particularly like working in extreme heat conditions. So from a health management point of view, it's good for our people. But on the other hand, the amount of rain that we had in a mine fire is really of no use in terms of the suppression effort. What it does do, in fact, is make our job more difficult in trying to traverse the areas of the mine. There's slip hazards and so on as a result of that rainfall. So for us, it really wasn't a good sign, except what it did do is temporarily wet the vegetation down around the mine, which assisted us with any spot fires that may have occurred out of the mine, reduced the fire behaviour there that we could get onto those very quickly.
Yeah. Look, the focus has been very much on the smoke that's coming out of the mine. There's been a lot of community concern about it, Barry, this week. You're well aware of that. But I think what we all should remember here, that the people that have been in that mine are people's mums and dads, their husbands and wives, their next-door neighbour. They're ordinary people that are in there trying to battle that fire. How are all the volunteers, the professional staff holding up after 10 days now into this?
Yeah, look, as the incident controller, I mean, that's certainly the key issue on my mind, and certainly the safety of the community. I'm responsible for the safety of those people whilst they're down there, and they're doing it really tough, I must say. They are very difficult conditions. We've put in place some very stringent health monitoring programs for our people, because they are certainly potentially exposed to higher levels of risk than the community. So we monitor their health. We've put in place monitoring equipment within the mine to make sure that they are not exposed to high levels of gas. And we balance our work priorities around those exposures. So, it's working very well at the moment. We did have some issues in the early days with people reporting to hospital, but those numbers have reduced significantly, and we've had no major health concerns out of exposure to this point.
Barry Foss is my guest, the incident controller for the Morwell Mine Fire. You're listening to ABC Gippsland. It's about 3 minutes off the national news. Barry Foss, a little earlier this week, there was some discussion as to whether the military might be brought in. In what capacity would they be assisting?
In the early days when we were developing a strategy for this fire, we listed a whole host of resources to meet the requirements of that strategy. And one of the options was to use aviation rescue firefighting appliances, the big appliances that we see protecting aircraft at airports. The military have a similar capacity, and we've actually got an aviation unit from aviation rescue firefighting here. We were looking at perhaps the option of whether the RAAF could provide a similar appliance, and at this stage we're reviewing that. I've actually got the request on my desk to sign, but we're looking at our priorities today to see whether that equipment can be put to good use. If not, it's really better staying where it is.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best as you head towards the weekend, Barry Foss, and it sounds as if that there is no let-up. A weekend doesn't mean a weekend for any of the firefighters who are in there in the mine.
No, that's right. And look, I must make mention of the fact this is a huge team effort. We've had support from other fire agencies. We actually have Tasmania over here at the moment with a specialised foam vehicle that we're putting to good use. We've also got people from New South Wales actually supporting and backfilling our fire stations around Victoria, so that is very much appreciated. And certainly the input from other agencies in bringing this all together so that we provide a good community health outcome is really critical for us, because what that does is allows us to focus on the firefight, EPA, Department of Health, and local government to look at the community issues, and to us that's been a very good step forward.